It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
All right, it's time for the Garden Show with Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery. Paul Ramos sitting in for Terry Overlander.
We got wilder guys today, right? Paul and I just like doing the sports.
That's right. We're not crazy. We're wild.
We're wild. Yeah.
Yeah, doing the sports. Enjoy broadcasting with you, Dwayne, during basketball and football.
That's really fun. And, you know, that season's not that far away.
That's right.
You know, so.
Speaking of football, you guys did the football field over in Dawson, or the last year was that?
Last year we did that. And
how's it coming along?
Very unbelievable. We actually did it a year ago this past fall, so it's like a year and a half old. They took the track out in Dawson, hauled in tons and tons of loads of dirt, and filled that in. And then that previous fall, we seeded it. And, you know, last summer it was rainy and perfect condition. And I said, that'll never make it for the football season. And it did.
It did.
I drive by there and look at it, and fall is a good time to be putting your grass seed on there, on whatever, on your lawn, because you get that cooler weather, and, you know, you get the rains in the fall. Right now, you know, going into that warmer season, you know, if you can water and keep up with it, you can do that. But, you know, it's been cooler and rainy, so if you should have put your grass seed down. And right now, you probably should put your crabgrass preventer down. Because it's getting warmer, and that's when crabgrass germinates, because it's a warm season grass, and you can't put grass seed down and a crabgrass preventer because it'll kill your grass seed.
Okay.
So it's crabgrass preventer time.
Yeah, that crabgrass got out of hand last year, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, because it was moist and warm, and that kind of took over. So if you haven't got your crabgrass preventer down and fertilized your lawn, it's time to do that, because we're supposed to get a little rain, you know, on Saturday, Sunday or whatever, so...
Every time I do the garden show with you, Dwayne, we always talk about moisture. And I remember you always tell me your dad or your grandfather.
My dad.
Go ahead.
My dad said he never complained about it raining. So.
No matter how much rain you got.
He said don't complain about the rain because, you know, we're living in Lacaparra County here. We need what we can get.
Okay, we're going to open the phone lines now for some garden questions. So give us a call here at 320-598-7301. And Dwayne loves answering the questions. Cynthia and Marinette will answer the phones, and we'll get the questions on. So give us a call right now, 598-7301, any garden questions. So.
I've had a couple questions already during the week, Paul. One of them is... probably about finishing your garden if you haven't got your garden in. You know, it's been kind of cold and wet, so a lot of people haven't gotten that done and kind of put off some stuff. But it's probably definitely tomato time and sweet potato time because they like it warmer, okay? Yep. If you put it out there when it was that cold, probably replanting some of that stuff. But we have a good selection of tomatoes. And the little tomatoes, you know, the little
one. The cherry tomatoes.
If you've never planted Sun Sugar, that's a great cherry tomato. You should have that in your garden.
Okay.
And
you can get them at Heather, I would gather.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, that's where you should get them, Paul,
that's
right?
You should get them,
That's where you should get them. Also mentioned on the radio last week about honey nut butternut squash. Well, mentioned it on the radio worked, Paul, because we're all out.
I love some squash.
I do, too. So we have some seeds left, but we don't have the plants left. But that's a great, it's a little squash, but it's really sweet by itself, so you don't have to add so much sugar. So next year, or get some seeds, it's still early enough to plant seeds. So honey nut, butternut squash is a great squash.
Okay. Once again, that phone number to call in your garden question is 320-598-7301. We love questions, don't we?
Sylvia had a good question. She has a garden. And she's shaking her head. Yeah, okay, answer this now. She's jumping up and down. Okay. She put fabric in her garden, okay, black woven fabric. Mm-hmm. She goes, why do you do that? And does it really help? And she has
a good question.
She has woven fabric, which means it's actually, you can see that it's woven. And we usually use a non-woven fabric, so the water penetrates a non-woven fabric better. And you want the water to go through because you want to get it down to those plants. The main thing, the reason that you put a fabric down is to keep the weeds down so you don't have so many weeds. Problem is it's going to get warmer, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the black absorbs the heat and it's going to get warmer, so you're going to have to watch your plants a little better. You can mulch that with straw or, you know, some wood chips on top of that if you want to. But if you put fabric down, I'd definitely use a non-woven one.
Non-woven, okay.
And we have that at Heather.
Okay.
And we actually bought some special ones for the garden this year. And fabric.
Right.
Don't use plastic. Plastic gets too hot, and the water doesn't go through plastic or the poly, okay? So get a fabric.
That plastic disintegrates.
It does, yeah. And, you know, you have to take your fabric up probably every year because you're going to have to till your garden and that type of stuff, too, or if you have definite spots to plant. But usually you take it back up.
Well, we put fabric down around our garage and, you know, planted stuff, and we put rock in there.
Yep.
And now weeds, you know, stuff from the trees fall in there, and then they start to grow, so you just got to kill that.
You can kill that. You can use Roundup in there if you want, but be careful around your plants.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we do is take a blower, you know, and blow those rocks out, blow that dirt out of there, and you should do that, you know, once a year anyway.
Because
blowing that, cleaning that rock out does help a lot from the seeds germinating in there. And if you do have a lot of weeds, trick to the trade with Roundup does not kill everything, hey?
It doesn't.
Roundup doesn't kill dandelions very well. It kills grass really well.
Yeah.
So when we go and do some spraying, if you're going to spray in rocks, not in your lawn, but in rocks with the Roundup, I put a little Trimex in with that.
Okay.
And that will kill some of those harder to kill weeds easier.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, here's a question about lilacs. Talk about lilacs, Duane. I'm glad this question's here because my wife and I go for a walk once in a while around town, and boy, we noticed how strong the smell is. The fragrance of the lilacs is so strong; it almost takes your breath away when you walk by by one.
What is the question?
Well,
about lilacs.
Yeah, about lilacs. You know, the strong smell.
The
right now,
very fragrant.
It's not like that all the time, though.
No,
is it?
No, because they're blooming.
Okay.
The blossom sends off a scent, okay, fragrance. What that is to attract the insects, okay, the bees, whatever, so it pollinates the lilac, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's after, and the insects, and that's why there's a fragrance to that. That's one of nature's ways of attracting the insects, the bees.
Including mosquitoes?
And gnats.
And gnats?
Usually they say when the lilacs are blooming, it attracts gnats, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the fragrance. I have a Japanese tree lilac, so it's actually a tree form. It's a stock with a grafted bush on top of it.
Okay.
And have that right by my door, and it is really fragrant right now.
Oh.
We
walked by one the other day and just actually took my breath away because it was so strong.
Well, that's because you're walking so fast. The other thing with lilacs, though, is that one of the tricks of the trade of lilacs is lilacs form a bud this year. Okay, after it's done flowering now, it'll form a bud to bloom next year, okay? So what they call that, it blooms on old wood. So if you're going to prune your lilac, okay, you want to shape it, you should do that right after it's done flowering, okay? So that's a early summer type of pruning job, and then it'll form the bud to bloom next year, okay? So that's one that you should definitely be pruning right after it's done flowering. That's a rule of thumb. After something's done flowering, that's when you should prune it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned pruning. I saw someone pruning their tree the other day in their yard, and I was thinking, that's too early. Why are they doing that when it's growing or, you know?
One of my comments all the time is that the best time to do your pruning is when you got a sharp pruning shears in your hand. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you have bottom branches on your trees, you know, and hits you when you're walking there or mowing your lawn or whatever, you know, and they're not real huge branches, you can cut those off. You're not going to do any harm to that tree.
Right.
If you're going to do major pruning, I would do it when the tree is dormant. That means when the leaves aren't on there, and kind of see probably the structure of the tree a little better, and you can do pruning on that. But if you're just going to do minor pruning on trees, go to it.
Okay, good. Yep. Talk about trees and shrubs here. You brought a little leaflet in here.
I have a little handout, and unfortunately, there's a few things in our neighborhood and even throughout Minnesota that are happening, is that there's and we've talked about this before too, it's a fungus disease on the evergreen trees, and it seems to be getting worse. And what it is the browning of the needles, and the needles actually have a black dark line through it and then turns brown and they fall off, and it's premature. Needles fall off an evergreen tree, mm-hmm. you know, the third, fourth, fifth year needles fall off. That's why you have needles under a tree. Oh. But if it's affecting the last 3 years of the needles turning brown, the outside edge yep. of the tree, you should definitely be concerned about that. And I have this little handout. It's called Trees and Shrubs, and on the back it tells you how to do that. And we use a product called XL, which we actually produce through, you know, the Earth Elements line. Right. We call it Soil First now. And actually, right after this program, I have to go to Oldham, South Dakota.
Oh.
You've ever been there?
Oldham,
South Dakota. It's about about an hour south of Watertown.
Oh, wow.
And that's where we produce this.
Oh.
It's a real small town.
Okay.
And going to Ronnie Kaufman's place, and we're going to pick up more XL, which is the biologicals, which is the beneficial bacteria and fungi that takes care of that problem. And then we have a liquid fertilizer that we mix those together and mm-hmm. spray those evergreen trees.
Yep.
Also helps your ash trees. There's the emerald ash borer. It'll help kill that bug and the fungus in that tree. So if you have one or two trees that you really want to save in your yard, I would definitely spray that. And we also spray it on the fruit trees. And it's time to spray your fruit trees too when it's gotten warmer, mm-hmm. and so it's called XL,
and you can get it at Heather.
Yep. Can't today though, because we're all out.
Okay.
But I'm gonna go make a quick run here this afternoon, so tomorrow you'll be able to get XL.
Okay.
Balance one, balance two, or two different types of fertilizer depending on what type of shrub or mm-hmm. you know, if you're going for something for vegetable growth or green growth. There are two different fertilizers. Mm-hmm. There
is this your favorite time of year, Dwayne? As far as work and
work, you know, I get a lot of work at this time of the year. It's really fun seeing people plant, and people are usually jolly and doing their bushes and trees, and mm-hmm. Especially doing the greenhouse type stuff, planting flowers.
Yep.
And that's always fun to see. People are kind of like to come in and look at the flowers and that type of stuff. So we still have a great selection at the greenhouses mm-hmm. at Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. So if you're looking to plants, you know, the flowers. And Memorial Day, we did a lot of planters for people. They brought them in, and then we take them out to the cemetery.
Yeah.
And then we go pick them up again and save them for them.
Oh,
so
wow.
We have planters. So if you need that service, you can sign up now for next year or mm-hmm. all during the year.
All right.
We do a lot of that.
All right. What else is happening at the stores?
Well, there's a couple things I should mention that, the stores are really busy. You know, now there's graduation in Montevideo, so we're busy with that. And wedding flowers in Dawson. Betty's very busy doing wedding flowers for this weekend. So there's things always going on. A couple things that aren't so good out there. If you have, it's called a nine bark bush that has the reddish leaves on it. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's very pretty. But it's got a powdery mildew. It's also happening on rhubarb plants. Mm. It's a white powdery looking.
Yep.
It's difficult to cure, but use that XL that we were talking about and spray on there, and that'll help. And you probably have to do that two, three times, but a couple weeks apart, and that will stop that. But you've seen it on rhubarb plant, and I didn't think anything would kill a rhubarb plant.
Oh, wow.
And then on this it's called nine bark. It's a red leaf nine bark. Mm. So those are a couple problems.
Okay.
I encourage people to come down to Heather Nursery and Floral. We have a great selection. If you're looking for some landscaping, we have, you know, we can help you with that if you want to do it yourself, or if you need people to, we have installers, you know, we have a couple landscaping crews for planting trees or shrubs or doing patios or, you know.
Everybody should plant a tree, right?
You bet. You know, Father's Day is not that far away, so for a good thing for Dad, you know, plant a tree, so when he retires he can put his rocker underneath there or hammock, plant two of them, put a hammock on there You can lay.
Better be a big tree.
Better plant it now.
All right. Yeah. All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot. Fun hosting the garden show with you.
You bet. Thank you, Paul, and everybody have a great week.
All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursey with our garden show for this week.